Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our monthly, our spiritual life, in the politics around us, and how the world unfolds. And I am joined tonight by Mark. Are you there?
Hello, Heather. It's Mark Wolves.
And
from New York City.
And this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Ronan, Montana, and we hope to hear from Ann Ortley at some point tonight. And it's been a wild week. Yeah. And you've been through a wild week, I know, Mark. And it's I see that the sunspots are really cranking at the moment, really speeding up. All when the sun gets very active, and we've had aurora borealis here, except for the fact that it's been overcast every time there is one, but it is you know, beautiful pictures coming in from this area, and that means that the sun is sending out huge solar flares. The sun is getting very active, much faster than they thought it was going to this cycle. And as usual, politics gets notched up when that happens. It activates all the ions on Earth, I believe, and it turns up the volume on transits. And so we've had a tough weekend. You know, it was another mass shooting today. It was six people in Tennessee. There were tornadoes through the South, floods in California. Riots in mass protests in Paris and Israel. It's been really a powerful shift. My life has been okay. How about yours, Mark? What's been happening in New York?
Well, on the personal front, my wife had a stroke.
That's huge.
That was heavy, but luckily, it's a good outcome. So, and otherwise, everybody's paying attention to everything at once. Seems like there's lots of news every direction you look.
Yeah. And, you know, today the moon's in Gemini, and it's squaring Neptune as we speak tonight, and it can leave us a little foggy and a little fuzzy. Venus is coming to conjunct Uranus and speeding up. You know, that kind of emotional restlessness. We've got the Sun, Chiron, Mercury, and Jupiter all lined up in Aries. So there's lots of energy, lots of communication, searching for new answers. But with all that lineup in Aries, that is not uncommon in the background to strokes because Aries rules the head. But it looks like you had also that protection from the Jupiter, helping her. Do you see, you said there was a fair amount of protection?
Hello? He had the neighbor. The neighbor pounded on the door, Eileen pounded on the door, and the neighbor found her and called the ambulance and stuff. So it was protected, and they got her to the hospital early.
So you are Ann Ortley.
I am Ann Ortley, yep. You were talking. I didn't interrupt. You know, I came in. Yes, I'm Ann Ortley.
Wonderful.
That was Venus conjunct the North Node.
That's cool.
And I am so glad that happened and that worked. Now we're watching the banks try to stabilize as Saturn went into Pisces, and 3 days later, the banks started failing. And we see that kind of the fear of the instability that brought. It's beginning to, you know, level off a little bit at the moment while people search for nuances and try to find new way to structure themselves in this process. I think Saturn trining Mars in Cancer over the next few days can help that add some competence through all the other stuff that we're dealing with right now.
Right.
And what are you seeing in this week? We were just talking before you jumped on.
Well, I think the energy is, I mean, Ann Ortley, I'm down here at Bocasiego Bay, and it's 80 degrees. So it's like, it's nice. I'm just seeing a lot of people making really big decisions about things and or having sudden unexpected endings, you know, where stuff like, oh, that's done, and it kind of ended. You know, they left a job, they got laid off, their husband just died, you know, stuff like that where they're like, wow, my life just shifted. It just completely altered. And so that energy of you're not in charge, but you're figuring out things seems to be very strong for folks right now in terms of, you know, how it's going to play out and what people are working with in terms of how they're going to see things or what they're going to do. So I'm kind of like,
there's also a sensibility that you don't have to stick around to clean up the mess. You can just leave.
Yeah.
We don't always have that. We feel like we have to prepare everyone else and put everything in place, and then we can go. And sometimes that means you never go. But people are feeling more like, someone will take care of it. I don't have to.
Yeah, I don't have to. I don't have to. I don't want to, kind of thing, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's, you know, certainly the lineup in Aries, doesn't have to, doesn't want to. Great time to do taxes, isn't it? What have you all seen now since we last spoke? Pluto went into, you know, Saturn entered Pisces, Pluto entered Aquarius. You know, all the planets shifted into Aries. Mars finally left Gemini and moved into Cancer. And I was watching how that Mars in Gemini, I don't think it's going away, but when Mars spent 6 months in Gemini, we saw that, I think of Gemini as, you know, gender fluid sign, and we saw such anger at gender fluidity while Mars was in Gemini. I don't think it's going to necessarily change now, but it's interesting because often something
Away. Say again, Heather, you broke up there. But what was that last part?
I said, I'm sorry, that often when you see something get started under an aspect, it doesn't stop when that aspect clears. It just keeps going. But that was the trigger. But what have you seen with Mars, with Pluto going into Aquarius? And it's going to, you know, only get to 0 degrees and then go back up again in a few months. But what are this week... are you feeling is the signs of that Pluto in Aquarius?
I think all the AI stuff, there's been a lot of AI things, you know, which is certainly Aquarian, and, you know, people warning about it. And also the TikTok, you know, we want to ban TikTok. Utah just passed a bill, signed it into law, that for kids to use social media, they have to have parental consent, you know, over 18 or something like that, over 16. So I think they're looking to regulate, ban. I mean, we've never had a company banned or a forced sale of them, you know, and it's interesting because all of the other social media companies keep our data too. But we don't want the Chinese to have it. And it's kind of like, all right. And you watch that hearing that they gave to the guy, the CEO of TikTok. It was pretty brutal. But it was, you know, you don't care about our corporations doing this, but you care about, you know, it's just very interesting where we're putting the line down, you know. So. And also, I think people being kind of surprised, you know, even though, you know, President Trump is, you know, go protest, go do whatever. It doesn't really seem like anybody's doing anything, which I thought was interesting. Because I have friends in New York who were a little worried about it, and nothing, you know, it's a lot of tension, but nobody's actually shown up to do stuff. So,
right. I think, you know, the best thing we can do for him is let him fade into the woodwork.
Not give him oxygen. Yeah. So.
Right.
But that's
not
what I've seen. And, yeah. And Pluto in Aquarius is a lot about, you know, what a lot of people are thinking a little bit like, okay, I want to go do this. I've seen a lot of people making decisions about leaving their jobs or changing, you know, really feeling the impetus to go, even if they don't know where they're going. They're like,
right.
I got to go. You know, I can't
Well, that feels like all
of
those planets changing signs at once.
Yeah.
And everybody says, like, what I was doing, I need to do something else.
Yeah, because it was three in a week. It was Mars and after 8 months in Gemini of back and forth,
right.
Saturn into Pisces and, you know, Jupiter or Pluto into Aquarius. So, yeah, it was it was.
And one of the other things I saw, it was the week that Pluto went into Aquarius, the UN paper on global climate change showed up. And it was very clear from that we have to work together. We have to work together intensely and quickly if we're going to turn this around. And that, you know, Pluto in Aquarius is, can we work together? It's, you know, the gift and the bane of that group experience. Can we work together? So I think in the face of a Plutonian experience, and they said, if you know, if this doesn't, we're going to have terrible storms. Then the atmospheric river keeps pounding California, you know, the 20 feet of snow they have in parts, and the tornadoes. There was one, the F4 that was on the ground for an hour as a tornado going through Mississippi and, you know, just scouring it. And this, you know, the increase of storms that the Pluto change in the atmosphere is kind of really slamming us, saying, if we don't do this together, if we don't Aquarius this, we're in deep trouble. So I'm hoping that we can Aquarius this.
Yeah, we also had a whole host of people having turbulence on airplanes, which is, of course, Aquarius, like huge drops and, you know, breaking their nose, and a couple people died. I mean, it was like because they hit turbulence. I'm like, oh, that's Pluto in Aquarius. That was another one that I noticed, Keep your seatbelt on when you're right on the plane, you know. So
it's not obvious how to take action either with Mars being quincunx to Pluto.
Yeah.
So Pluto brings things in, and then we have to really figure it out and work with each other in unusual ways.
Right. Yeah.
So it's an invitation to invent new ways of tackling things.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Totally. And the AI stuff where they said, you know, 10% chance it'll destroy humanity. And I'm like, what? You know, and then they were talking about, like, well, if you got on a plane and they said, you know, there's a 10% chance of this plane crashing and everybody dying, would you get on the plane? And I'm like, what? You know, I'm like, where have I been? I haven't been paying attention to AI, but now it's here. What am I supposed to worry about now? You know, so, yeah. Okay.
So it's going to be an interesting challenge all throughout this. And again, I feel like we've got a couple of years until Saturn and Neptune go into Aries together before we get, if we can get things together and make it safe for people, then that won't be a terrible time. But if we can't, and we see the protests stirring up all around the globe with the fire, with the solar flares being as high and intense as they are right now.
Netanyahu backed down on his, you know, revising the Supreme Court with the protests. And I think Paris, France is still a mess, but, you know, Macron wanting to raise the retirement age. But, you know, from his perspective,
to 64.
We've got all these old people. We don't have babies coming up to support them, you know, so. What are we going to, you know, we can raise, so it's interesting because people don't want things taken away that they're used to having either. So.
Right. And if he had done that when the sun was not flaring, he probably could have gotten away with it.
Right.
You know, they would have gone, hey, and then they would have dealt with it. But right now, the feist is up.
Right. And the northern lights are beautiful. I keep seeing people posting on Facebook their northern lights. I mean, they're gorgeous. Yeah. You had them up by you, Heather, right?
We did, except that it's always overcast the day it happens. So I'm waiting for clear skies. And we joke that, you know, you can tell there's an astronomical phenomenon going on because it's overcast here.
Right.
And that they coincide together.
Meanwhile,
but that's part of it.
We
can
all look forward to this Thursday. Thursday,
yes.
Mars trines Saturn, and Venus conjuncts Uranus. So that that gives us a break.
Easy
to get things done.
Easy
to attract people to work with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice. That looks to be a nice day. Good, productive, getting things accomplished. Yeah.
And this whole week, right after sunset, you can see right as the sun sets, there'll be Jupiter in the sky, Mercury, Venus, and Venus right behind Venus is Uranus, but you can't see it, and then Mars will be up in the sky, and the moon.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all lined up at the moment. And,
it's really
beautiful. That's really beautiful. So give yourself a chance to look in the west right after sunset.
It's great.
Yeah.
So, Mark, talk a little bit about Eileen's surgery. Did she come home?
Yes, she's home. She came home Saturday.
Good.
And,
okay.
Modern medicine was able to reach the catheter into her brain and take out the clot.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
So that's good.
That was within 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. So they really were able to...
And being paralyzed on one side of her body, couldn't move back to normal.
Right,
now,
which is great.
Still has some long-term things, and, you know, she has to deal with the possibility of more blood clots. So,
That's amazing, though, that they managed to get it so quickly and in such good shape.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm. And that the neighbor heard her. I mean, that's a real blessing, because if you were in that other apartment, you know, it's wasn't as populated. So there's a little bit of a magic there that you're in the new building with people that work at home, you know?
Yeah, and
so.
It was a particular timing, too, because she heard a little noise when she was in her apartment, but she figured that's just the neighbors upstairs. But she had a friend visiting, and the friend was leaving, so she stepped into the hallway to see her friend off. And when she was in the hallway, she could hear the voice coming from behind the door. You know, you hear through a door better than through a wall. And so then she intervened.
Yeah. A little bit of magic there. A little bit of magic.
Yeah, magic, because it had to happen when her door was open and she's in the hallway.
And that Eileen managed to speak up and be heard and ask for help when she needed it. That is powerful right there.
Yep.
So good luck. A magic, you know, here's the best and worst case scenarios working together.
Which is good.
So,
I'm really glad she's doing well. That's really good news. Really good news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Good.
And do we want to take some callers?
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
We have a lot of people who want to take some time. Okay. Hello, 858-736. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Kimberly, and my birth date is 11-2-67.
Yep, time?
12:05 p.m.
And where?
Glendale, California. That's the L.A. Glendale.
California, okay.
And what's your question?
Did I already say 12:05 p.m.? Okay. So I have a question about my – he has two plant – well, he has Cryon and Mercury at 0 degrees. His Mercury is at 0 degrees Aries in his 12th house, and his Cryon is at 0 degrees Aquarius in his 11th house.
And, okay, now we need his birth info.
Okay, so it's 3/5/05.
3/5/2005, yes. Time?
At 7:14 a.m.
And where?
San Diego, California.
And you said you have a question about his, you said his
Every time
son,
I hear
Mercury
you
is zero
about,
Aries. Yeah.
Mercury is zero Aries, and his Cryon is zero Aquarius. And I was like,
Pluto's right
I
on
was
it.
Just curious, what does that mean? What is that? Is that he's 18. He just found out he's getting into the business school he wanted to get into, which is exciting, but he also has a modeling, you know, opportunity that he wants to, you know, seriously look into, and I think he's got some chops there. And so I'm just kind of like, what is all
I mean, he does have this
people?
Wonderful combination between his Pisces lineup in the 12th house with his Mercury conjunct Uranus in Pisces, so he's going to be charming, but he also has Moon and Mars is exalted in the 10th house in Capricorn. So he's got a very good business mind. So I would ask him to not think he has to do one or the other. With Pluto, you know, I think there's some old issues that are coming up also around him with that Pluto on the Chiron. But he, Pluto is sextiling his Mercury at zero Aries. That he doesn't have to think of it as an either-or situation. And I think there's some healing around the male side of his family that's coming up as part of this. But his, if he can, that I think in the long run, he needs the business. In the short term, he's going to be a fabulous model.
Ah, oh, my gosh. Have fun. The kid is just a lucky, lucky little man. But
how about anybody else? Have comment on this?
I would agree. He's got Uranus and Venus on a world point. His Mercury's on a world point. He's got an out-of-bounds moon. I would definitely, you know, it'll pay for college. And he's also got the North Node in Vesta on it. So I would say do both. You know, he does have a Capricorn midheaven with the moon in Cancer. You know, moon and Saturn are in mutual reception. And he's got a really solid Mars-Saturn opposition. So he might feel like I have to pick, but I would say do both and, you know, go follow it. He can always go to school. You know, that's always an option. And he does have Jupiter on the south node. It's 17 and a half, so this is the time when he would be discovered. So I would say go do it and see what happens. And then, you know, you can always defer a year and go to school, or he may do it for a while and decide he doesn't like it and then want to go back to school. But it definitely, he's got really good aspects for doing it, so I would totally encourage him. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, I'm in the do both boat also. It's time for adventure.
Nice. What did you mean when you said male? That there's some healing on the male side.
He has Mars opposed Saturn, and that's sort of an inner conflict between the inner male and the inner, you know, young buck and the inner father figure. And that maybe in the past, in his family, they didn't have a chance, that somebody in his family looked like they had to give up what they wanted to do in order to be responsible, or gave up being responsible to do what they wanted to do. And his challenge is to figure out how to do both.
Okay, that's cool. That's awesome. Do you mind if I ask one thing about me? Have I already
asked too
much? Okay, I am personally in the process of hiring a general manager to take the day-to-day away from me in, like, a really amazing business that I love, but it's not my dharma. But this is an excruciatingly slow process. And I've got this guy picked, but there's all these things that are coming up. And I'm just wanting to know that this is going to happen and that, you know, I'm kind of putting all my eggs in his basket. And he's a good guy, and I really feel like this is a solid choice. Is it?
Why are you
like
putting all your eggs in one? You're a Scorpio, honey. You are a super Scorpio, right? You're a Scorpio new moon. And your progressed moon is in Scorpio. It's pulling away from a conjunction to Neptune. You're getting some clarity. But I would say that you are naturally suspicious, and it would not do you good to hand over more than you feel comfortable.
I would not be doing that.
Good, because you want to observe what's going on.
Yeah, he would be taking away the day-to-day that is kind of the stuff that keeps me awake at 2 a.m. And mm-hmm. I have two other businesses I'd like to give my attention to and grow but I can't, because every day I keep getting sucked into this kind of mundane stuff that has to be done. Someone has to do.
As long as you keep an eye on it, it looks good to me. How about you, Anne?
Cool.
Yeah, I think the reason it's taken so long is Mars has been burbling along in the 12th house of your business, your daily activities. So he gets clear of that, and you're going to have he's going to form a trine to Saturn and also to your Mercury. So you've got a lot of energy with Mars going through the 6th house this next couple months to get that off the, to get your work all adjusted. And you also have Ceres retrograde on your Uranus, so less interruptions or more, up and flowing. So I think you've definitely got stuff that will help you get it going. But I do think it's going to be a little bit of a stop and start just because Saturn's opposite your Jupiter. So you're like, okay, let me get this going. But your Jupiter rules, how fast you're going to do it. So I don't think it's going to be smooth, but I think you get there. That would be my guess. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, in a couple of years, your progressed Sun is going to conjunct your Mars. So really starting in a year, and your ability to work things and be able to work with people who do activities for you, that's going to be a lot easier to do. It'll flow.
Yeah.
All right. I'm willing to do the work now.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you all so much. And Mark, I'm so glad I heard last week. It actually brought me to tears. I just really hope Eileen is doing much better every day.
Oh, good. Uh-huh. I'll tell her. Yeah, she is. She's very strong recovery.
Yeah, fabulous. Good to hear. Okay,
excellent.
Have a great evening. Thank you.
You too. Take care.
A lot of people praying for her.
Yes,
yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The power of prayer.
Wonderful. Any last comments for people on how this week what they can do to manage this week? Anne?
I think just trust the process and listen to the inner, it's a don't sweat the small stuff, trust the process week.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure to listen. There's a lot of aspects about listening this week that we need to listen better. We don't always listen so well because we're busy being whatever. So take time to listen. That would be my...
And Mark, what do you think?
And don't miss out on Thursday. Thursday is get it done in a nice way.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Thursday looks delicious. That's true. Yeah.
And in the process, there's still this kind of strange, weird energy that brought a lot of difficulties last weekend. The vast majority of moments will be delightful and lovely. If something looks dangerous, be careful. And also, what can you liberate yourself as Mercury conjuncts Jupiter and Venus conjuncts Uranus? What can you shift gently in a positive direction as the rest of the week goes on? That would be it.
Yep.
So on that this is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Ronan, Montana. And Mark?
Mark Waltz saying, see you next week from New York City.
I'm Anne Ortley, about to go on my balcony in overlooking Boca Ciega Bay and look at the stars. Goodbye.
Wonderful.
Goodbye.
And Florida. I hear that the aurora is heading down your way. It's that big. So Look up
that
and enjoy.
Really cool. I have to say I'm a little envious of all the aurora pictures. I'm like, I want to see an aurora too. It's on my bucket list to see the northern lights at some point. So, but now people are seeing them in Buffalo, you know, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
So it's not,
it's due in Florida. Enjoy. Take care.
All right, I'll be watching.
Good night.
All right.
Okay.
Night, everybody.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye. Now.
Bye.